You've lost your wits, and you'll be the ruin of us all.
Liezen, Austria, April 1461. A robed and hooded traveller turned his weary horse into the stable yard of a good inn in the town of Liezen, threw the reins to a lad who came running to his piercing.
You've lost your wits, and you'll be the ruin of us all.
Liezen, Austria, April 1461. A robed and hooded traveller turned his weary horse into the stable yard of a good inn in the town of Liezen, threw the reins to a lad who came running to his piercing whistle, and eased himself down from the saddle with a sigh.
"Is there a Luca Vero staying here?"
he asked the boy, tossing him a coin.
"And his clerk?"
"Why? Who wants him?"
came a disembodied voice from inside the darkness of a stable, and then a tall, square-faced, smiling young man of about 20 looked over the half-door of the stable. Behind him, his horse came and rested its nose on his shoulder, as if they would both like to know who was looking for Luca Vero.
"I am sent from his lord to bring him a message,"
the man said briefly.
"I suppose you are Freeze, Luca's manservant?"
Freeze bowed his head, slightly surprised that his name was known.
"That's me, and this is my horse, Rufino."
The horse seemed to incline his head also, and regard the traveller with a matching polite curiosity.
"And you are?"
Freeze asked.
"I am Brother Jerome,"
the stranger said. He turned to the stable lad.
"See that my saddlebag is taken indoors, and get me the best room available. I sleep alone."
"There are rooms available,"
Freeze volunteered.
"Enough space for a man to take a room just for himself,
if he can afford it, if someone else is paying for him.
And a very good common table. They eat well here. I have discovered the pleasure of dumplings. Do you know them?
Take two, and you need little more for hours. Several hours. Take three, and you will need a nap. I doubt anyone can eat four.
And you should try the stewed chicken. They have a way with stewed chicken that you would ride from Rome to taste."
The man smiled slightly.
"I am not here for the chicken," he said, "or the dumplings."
"But you have ridden from Rome,"
Freeze confirmed. The stranger smiled, acknowledging that Freeze had guessed his journey.
"Well, you've ridden a long way to look down your nose at a treat,"
Freeze said, not at all abashed.
"I'm assuming that you are being paid to come all this way, that you are the messenger that we were told would come here."
"Yes, I've come to meet Luca Vero, your master. I am honoured to be a member of his order."
"Tasked with the same sort of work?"
Freeze gently pulled his horse's ear in farewell, and then let himself out of the stable, bolting the door carefully shut behind him.
"Are you another inquirer, sworn to ride around in uncomfortable places, finding evidence for the end of the world, signs of the end of days, to sit in judgment, when required, on poor fools who have frightened themselves to death already, and report back to my lord?"
The stranger nodded at this jaundiced description of his work.
"I am a member of the Order of Darkness, tasked to examine these terrible times," he said. "Since the fall of Constantinople, the devil is here, daily walking the world. Everywhere I go, I find more horrors. Everywhere I go, I record them for my lord, and he reports to the Holy Father himself. There is no doubt that there are more and more events, and they are growing stranger all the time."
"My very point,"
Freeze exclaimed, delighted to at last find someone who agreed with him.
"I cannot tell you what happened to me in Venice. Alchemists and wealth and the destruction of all gold so that we could not buy Luca's father out of slavery. The strangest of people, troubled weather, even odd animals. On this very journey we have been followed, I swear, we have been followed by some sort of a being, a little thing. You never catch it in plain sight, but it is there.
out of the corner of my eye, moving from the bridles when I go to tack up, slipping away behind the feed buckets. Never fed, never sleeping, and not a thing of this world, for sure. So what is it, this little thing? And so I say to my friend and lord, why don't we go back home and watch events unfold from there? Since there are so many unnatural people in this world, since strange things are happening all the time, why do we need to go seeking them out? Let them come to us. Lord knows there are enough bad and...